In case you missed it, Bruce Levine had the report on our website, 670 The Score, a little earlier yesterday. I believe that the Cubs are going to branch off and create their own television network that leaves the White Sox and the Blackhawks and the Bulls to likely create something of their own, whether that's in conjunction with already existing networks or not. You know, there's some things to iron out here and to see. I'm interested to see if they do create their own network or networks, really, as we're, if in this marketplace we're talking about two different constructions, right? How sports centery do you want to be as a network? Because you mentioned
not very, because people don't get their news, their sports news from anchor desk shows anymore.
Sure. I don't know, though, that you have necessarily a choice. What are you going to do, like an antique roadshow type show? Or are you going to have,
sure,
are you really going to put the GoPro in Joe Madden's RV and have him drive around some? There's, you know, I think NBC Sports Chicago understands it, that there is, and they've tried quite a bit in the last 2-3 years, to move away from that, you know, that desk-based news show, that whole sports center setup that we'd had before. I keep thinking, and perhaps I'm wrong, but I keep thinking there's a way to do that. There's a way to have that show and make it relevant, even in this world of moving news like this. I don't know that anybody's chosen to be as experimental as you need to be in order to get that done. I think some of the late night stuff with Scott Van Pelt, you know, on that network does a good job of moving it forward. I don't know that he's hit the audience he's necessarily looked for. I think being at midnight hurts a little bit too. But if the Cubs have this built-in thing, right, these built-in viewers that are all going to come for that baseball game, that are all going to come for the programming in and around that baseball game, you've got a chance to, I don't know, for lack of a better term, have them eat their vegetables a little bit too. If you've got something you want to try, if you've got a way that you think you might be able to reshape that medium itself, you've got an ability to do that.
There's going
to
be some experimentation. There's going to be some steps forward and back. That first rollout of programming isn't going to be what it ends up being.
Of course
not. The other place you got to be really careful is, do you want First Take style screaming people? And you probably don't, because that's trying to create controversy. And the last thing a team-owned broadcast wants is that. And then you get somebody who is walking on eggshells, whose job it is to be provocative, but is still an employee of the team.
Right.
Where we know much sports programming is phony baloney. You're the guy that says this. I'm the guy that says this. I think this guy sucks no matter what. Well, I love that guy no matter what. And you, it's hard to do that on something team-owned.
Yeah, it is. You your head would butt up against it there. And I think there's a way, you know, like I said, to do some news type stuff, whether that's leaning more into, you know, short format, small clip, sort of, you know, YouTube-ish, Instagram-ish type stuff. Maybe that's, you know, how they're able to do it. Maybe they're able to, through their own players, through their own content, push, you know, ideas like that. I think it's a way you lean.
It's cool to inject some new energy into sports media in the number three market, to have jobs created, to have people. You know, it's not just The Athletic everywhere that is. And if you've been following some of these stories about what what's going on in Buffalo with the backbiting between and the boycotts of the papers, boycotting the station, this boycotting The Athletic, and they're in Washington, they were trying to fend off a raid of the Washington Post.
There's lawsuits now, yep. But for people who have taken their beat writers who have taken the Twitter handle, right, like the station Twitter handle,
yep.
And either not given it back, or the station itself or the newspaper didn't have rights to this Twitter handle or something, so they're taking those followers all over to their new Athletic job or whatever. There's lawsuits for this.
Let's talk about what we saw from the Cubs last night. A little bit of a reverted John Lester, and not in a good way, but we also see a completely different offense than we saw a week and a half ago. We're going to get into that ahead of Jeff Sullivan at the top of the hour on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Hey, you got to check the interest rate on your credit card debt, because you could just be hemorrhaging money right now, and you shouldn't be. The average credit card interest rate right now is 18%. Annual percentage rate. That is ridiculously high. And you think, well, what the hell can I do about it? That's just what it is. No. Because you can roll that credit card debt into one monthly payment at a much lower fixed interest rate. And you do this with Lightstream, because they're offering a credit card consolidation loan right now from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. That's an enormous difference, depending on how much money you have, because the loans are from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. It can be today, because Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So just make sure you look at that on your statement. And if you are talking about, you know, 17, 18% APR, that 5.89 looks a whole lot better. And it can be even better than that, because there's a special discount available to you just because you're listening. It's on top of Lightstream's already low rates. And the only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/DanB. LightStream.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are subject to change.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours. The Lifetime Roofing System. Exclusively from GAF. And available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Hey sports fans, football season's here and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook with real Vegas odds and incredible player props for all your favorite sporting events. Every pro and college game right on your phone. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Anywhere, anytime. Use promo code SPORTS when signing up to get your deposit matched dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Visit MyBookie now. Sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. Play for fun. Void where prohibited.
Stream the score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite score shows live on your mobile device. Stream the score with Radio.com. Thanks for streaming the score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Ryan McGuffey, Emmy Award-winning producer over at NBC Sports Chicago. I know that we've talked about Michael Kopech before, but what should White Sox fans expect?
The work this guy puts in, not just on the physical side, because we've seen the physical side, but mentally, in baseball, as you know, it's such a game of failure. What he's able to do with all the things that go into it, you know, a mental skills coach and the big-time reader. He listens to, like, self-help podcasts. He's, you know, very positive thinker in ways that it's hard to really, you know, I'm 38 years old, he's 22, and he's got me stopping and thinking about, man, maybe I should look into some of this stuff. So he's just, for a 22-year-old kid, he kind of feels like he has a lot of experience and perspective. So you're getting kind of the whole package.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming the score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Ryan McGuffey, Emmy Award-winning producer over at NBC Sports Chicago. I know that we've talked about Michael Kopech before, but what should White Sox fans expect?
I mean, he's kind of really done everything the White Sox have wanted him to do. He's kind of stuck to their plan. He's struggled at AAA, and he's come out clean on the other side. And, I mean, look what he's done those last seven starts. I mean, his off-speed stuff had guys guessing, knees were wobbling. The fastball's a fastball. I mean, most people aren't going to be able to catch up to it. But when you're throwing stuff off-speed that's breaking the way it was breaking, the changeup was just ugly on the in and outside corners of the plate. That was the first time I was, like, made a note to myself, like, man, Kopech was in complete command, complete control.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.